This is Bucks in 6 minutes.
That's for the culture.
To recap the last game, here's Alex Stroff.
Game 2 of a 4-game homestand for the Milwaukee Bucks brought the Orlando Magic to Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night. Two of the Eastern Conference's top 5 teams entered Wednesday's matchup separated by just a half game in the standings. It was night 2 of a back-to-back in Milwaukee, who was once again without Gary Trent Jr., but with an opportunity to move up in the standings, the Stars were out. After a pair of Torian Prince free throws to give the Bucks a 2-0 lead early, Giannis started the scoring from the field, giving the Bucks a 4-0 advantage.
Giannis, mid-range jumper on the way, and he knocks it down with that shot clock inside of 4. That was a wise choice for Giannis, who continues to improve his game from the mid-range shooting perspective.
After 3 early lead changes, Torian Prince continued the scoring for the Bucks, giving the Bucks the 4th and final lead change.
Giannis will feed to Prince. Prince tees up a 3, and he drains it from the near wing left.
That Prince 3 was a game changer, sparking a 19-0 run for Milwaukee in the first quarter, including some magic from Giannis.
But Giannis, with a handful of steam, goes splitting a pair of defenders. He knights his way to the cup and lays it in with a foul.
And some pizzazz on display for Damian Lillard.
Breaking ankles, Lillard pulls up and knocks down the pull-up jumper as he shed his man and drills the 17-footer.
Add in some juice from the mayor, Bobby Portis.
Middleton's got it on the right wing, backing his way in, sends out top. Portis squeezes off a 3 from the top of the arc, and he sticks it.
It was the Bucks by 16 after the first, but the fun didn't stop there. Chris Middleton helped the Bucks get off to a fast start in the second quarter.
Middleton into the front court, dribbles behind his back. He pulls up, launches, and splashes.
The second quarter was all about the Bucks, thanks to Damian Lillard wowing the crowd at Fiserv Forum.
Lillard's into the front court with 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Drive inside. Lillard scores with a foul again.
And how about Brook Lopez getting it done on defense?
Anthony Black down low. Spins. Hands the ball out to Carter. Carter's blocked by Lopez on the help side defense. Brook comes over and blocks his third shot of the night right there.
And on offense.
This is mine. He's looking to pass it, and he goes up in one motion and hits the floater. Again, remind me how big this guy is. 7-footer at 280 can do that.
You've got that right, Dave Kane. The cherry on top before the break was the 1-2 punch of Giannis.
Bucks 58, Magic 41. Giannis pulls up. No worse for the wear. That's how you get back.
And right before the buzzer, it was Damian Lillard.
To Lillard. Lillard sees the opening, takes it to the cup, and lays it in with 1.7 seconds to go.
The Bucks led by 21 at the break, 62-41. 41 points, the fewest the Bucks have allowed in the first half all season long. It was Dame who led the way on offense for the Bucks in the first 24 with 18 points. Giannis chipped in 12, Bobby with 11, and Chris with 10, all in double figures at the break. Coming out of the locker room, it was more of the same for Milwaukee. As early in the third quarter defensively, Brook Lopez kept saying, "Not here, not in my house."
Vancaro turns the corner. There's another block from Lopez. That's 5 of them. And counting.
And Dame turning defense into offense.
Vancaro has it poked away by Lillard. Lillard comes away with a loose ball. He's going the other direction. Off to Giannis in the open court. Giannis goes bulldozing through his man and lays it in.
In the third quarter, Andre Jackson Jr. was ruled out for the remainder of the game with a hip contusion. But the third was all about Giannis.
Middleton, bounce pass back to Giannis. Look out below. He stuffs it down with a big two-hand jam. Hide the women and children. The Greek Freak is on the loose.
The Greek Freak sure was on the loose. And there was more where that came from.
Giannis backs his way in on Carter. Just bullies his way to the cup and kisses it in with a foul.
And even more where that came from.
Connaughton hands back to Giannis. And Giannis is hanging on the rim again. Punches it down in a timeout from Orlando.
Giannis scoring 14 in the third quarter, which helped them move up to number 55 on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Bucks 92, Magic 68 after 3 quarters. Fourth quarter was no different story, all Bucks all night long. And the fourth quarter brought some new Bucks into the fold. Pat Connaughton chipping in off the bench.
Lopez, a handoff. Connaughton with a shifty move down low, finds the opening and manages to lay it off the window and good.
Do me a favor and check your watch, because it's Dame time.
Here comes Lillard. He'll crank up a 3, and he sticks it from the right wing. Tough shot from Dame.
Still Dame time.
He's going to fire up another three, and it's all nylon. Damian Lillard looking like an assassin.
Oh, yeah. Still Dame time.
Damian Lillard off 1 foot. He puts up another nice-looking shot. He's got 30 points.
Damian Lillard finished with 30, his first 30-point game since December 6th, to go along with 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Giannis, a double-double, 26 points, 11 rebounds, leads the Bucks to a 122-93 win over the Orlando Magic, their 5th win in their last 6 games.
Final seconds tick down, and you will be hard-pressed to find a more dominating back-to-back than the one we saw in the last 24 hours as the Bucks take out the Magic 122-93 on the heels of a lopsided win one night ago here in this building.
Milwaukee now 5 games over .500, 22-17 on the season, which is good for the 4th seed in the Eastern Conference. Up next for the Bucks, a couple of home games. Friday night against the Toronto Raptors, a 7 o'clock tip at Fiserv Forum, and wrapping up the 4-game homestand on Sunday against the Philadelphia 76ers, a 6 o'clock tip on Sunday night.